Welcome to the Purdue Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Tamalee Nenick. In this installment of the Dairy Digest, I will be talking about the importance of cooling dry cows. Just as the heat and humidity of summer can be challenging for people, it can also be very challenging for cows. When it comes to cooling cows, most farmers think about cooling the lactating cows first, since heat stress usually leads to lower milk production. However, it is important to remember that other animals on the farm, such as the dry or non-lactating cows, can also become heat stressed when temperatures rise. Since the dry cows are not producing milk, the signs of heat stress may not be as obvious. However, heat stress can negatively affect the cow, the calf she is carrying, and may reduce milk production during her next lactation. Heat-stressed cows reduce their feed intake, which may mean that the cow is not consuming enough nutrients for both herself and for the calf she is carrying. This can lead to lowered immune function, smaller calf birth weights, and more metabolic problems as the cow transitions into lactation. There are numerous management steps that farmers can take to help reduce heat stress in dry cows. First of all, providing dry cows a constant source of cool water is absolutely necessary. The next thing to consider is shade. Cows that are in a pasture or in a lot area can both benefit from access to shade. If the dry cows are housed in a barn, fans and sprinklers are both a great idea to help keep the cows cool. Keeping the dry cows cool and comfortable will help them to transition into lactation more easily and will lead to more milk in the future.